Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. While President Trump held a rally today celebrating his 100th day in office, touting his accomplishments, officials here in California marked the day by announcing yet another lawsuit over one of his policies. Today, the lawsuit was about federal job cuts enacted by DOGE. Phil, is this pretty much what we thought was going to happen? The president would do something and California would sue?
Well, that's the pattern we had in the first four years of his first term, and we're seeing it again. Not soon after he was elected, Gavin Newsom, our governor, went to the state legislature and said he wanted $25 million for a legal defense fund to what he called, Trump-proof California. And California's been filing about one lawsuit a week ever since. Attorney General Rob Bonta is out in front of that. Now, at the same time that the legislature passed the $25 million, this is where things, turn interesting also. They wanted to put in $25 million to defend people who were being deported. Newsom wasn't in favor of that because he's sitting there going, okay, we don't necessarily like Trump, but the polls show that people do want immigration enforced. And by the way, I don't want any criminals getting defended on our dime. So they went over Newsom's head on this one. He agreed to go with it, but only on the condition that the money wouldn't be used for criminals. And that's kind of where we're seeing California right now. We're seeing lawsuits being filed left and right. We've seen that before. We're seeing the Trump administration issue executive orders left and right. Some of them have gone into effect. Others are just seem to be just like flashpots going off at a rock show or a wrestling match. And then you have the Democrats like Newsom who are trying to slalom in between what the public feels like it wants, where Trump plays with that, and where they stand politically going forward. It's an interesting mix. A lot of sound, not all that much action.
Some of the president's policies and rhetoric have led to a downturn in tourism here. Is there anything state officials really can do to counter that, overcome it?
Well, Newsom is going to be doing some videos that he's going to send north to Canada saying, come to California. This isn't Trump land. You're not going to get your papers checked here. You're not going to have any trouble getting back into Canada if you come down here. He can try it. But the Canadians are pretty upset about the tariffs. And they're not necessarily coming down. Our Canadian tourism is down about 15%. But in Northern California, overall, our tourism is down as well. How much that has to do with Donald Trump, how much it has to do with tariffs, how much it has to do with just the tourism industry remains to be seen. But I will tell you one thing that we have seen between, the lawsuits and the rhetoric and the this and the that and Gavin Newsom's podcast and is he going to, use Trump as a springboard into national office again. And by the way, they're still trying to get $40 million out of Trump and the Congress for the Los Angeles fires, $40 billion, I should say. One thing we have seen, Steve, on streets across California is the return of the anti-Trump rallies. They've become very popular. So in some ways, it's like the first time all over again, deja vu with Trump.
Is there any common ground between Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump? And we only have about 30 seconds left, but I just wonder, I mean, is it all fighting or do they have any common ground?
It's back and forth. Okay, they both play egos. Gavin Newsom has always done a good job of playing Donald Trump. He says one thing to the CNNs and the KCBSs of the world, and then when he sees Trump on the tarmac of the Los Angeles airport and needs $40 billion, he says another thing. That's what governors do. They're supposed to be taking care of their people, and if it means making nice with this guy, that's what Gavin Newsom will do. But the next day, he'll be slamming him on the tariffs. So it's back and forth. Back and forth.
All right, Phil, thank you. KCBS insider Phil Mateer will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.